Okay, today's daf is daf Memches. Again, we finish up this shortened perek of Perek HaShutfin. Last daf is only a couple of blot, three blot into the perek. So let's go to the Mishnah on Mem Zayin Amabes. Says the Mishnah, Harini Alecha Cherim. Person says to his friend, I am a Cherim to you. Meaning I'm off limits to you. I'm Aser to you. Hamuder Aser. So the Muder is Aser. Hare at alai cherim, hanoder aser. And the opposite, you were to be a cherim, then the person talking is aser to get benefit. Again, what's the chiddush of this? This is ABCs. If I make an eder, it works. So the Tosva says that even though you say hareini, which sounds like you, we assume it means your possessions. We assume it means hareini mamoni alecha cherim. It means all your possessions, and that's the chiddush. The Rambam writes, we mentioned this Rambam before, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Perek Hey of Hilchos Nedarim, if Ruvi makes such an eder, Ruvi said to Shimon, I am to you a cherim, and therefore you can't get benefit. And then Shimon does get benefit. Who violates? Who violates? The Rambam says Shimon does not get Malkus if he gets benefit from Ruvi in that case. Why? Because he didn't say a word. Ruvi made the nether, you can't get benefit from me. And then Shimon violates, Vim Avar Venana Eino Loke, Shahari Lo Amar Shimon Klum. He didn't say anything, so even though Shimon derived the benefit, he doesn't get Malkus. Umutah l'Ruvin, let's leave that for a minute. The Meiri says otherwise. The Meiri quotes the Rambam, and then he says, others argue, V'yesh cholkin lomar sheloke, afal pi shelo hotzi hu shvua oneder bipiv. Right, that's what Machlokas Rishonim. Rambam and the Deya in the Meiri. If I make an eder, you can't get benefit from me, and then you get benefit from me, do you get Malkus? The Rambam says, no, you didn't say anything. And the Meiri says, no, maybe you do get Malkus. What's the Bir Hadavar? So the Stipler in the Kilas Yaakov suggests in Simon Hay, what is the Isser when one gets Hana'ah, what is the real problem there? Is the real problem that I violated, I was Mezalzel my words? Lo Yachel Dvaro, that's the secret of Lo Yachel Dvaro, that I'm Mezalzel in the words that I said, that's the Rambam Shita. And therefore you have to have said words in order to violate Lo Yachel Dvaro. So what? You get the hana, and you're actively involved in the hana. That's not the yisur. Yisur ba'yachel hu mipa'as chilul diburo shemizalzel ve'eno mischashivim diburo vo'oseil diburo chulin. That's lo yachel. But the other daya, says the stipler, would hold no, that the yisur flows from the fact that once you make a neder, then there's a chalos on the chefsa. There's an isur on the item, and if you get benefit from the item, then it's aser, and then you get malchus for that. Not specifically connected to one's words. So that is the that's the machlokas with the Rambam and the Meiri, and the thought of the stipler. The Rambam, interesting though, adds one line, which is not mefurish in our Mishnah. Right? So the Mishnah says, if I make an eder that you can't get benefit from me, then you can't get benefit from me. But the Rambam adds, but I can still get benefit from you. Umutter liruvein leanos b'shimon, sharei lo aser atzmo b'hana yaso. If Reuven makes an eder that Shimon can't get benefit from him, Reuven can still get benefits. So what's the chiddush of that line? Why does the Rambam have to add that line? Of course, he only made it out a neder in one direction. So the Radvaz says, "My kamash v'lon v'yesh lo mar tzal kedai dach." No, because still I might have thought that if I make a neder, you can't get benefit from me. What am I basically saying underneath? Let's stay away from each other. Let's stay away from each other. So that's what I might have thought. That included in my neder is maybe it's double. Maybe it should be two directional. Even though I only said one, kamash v'lon. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. We don't go that far in terms of umdana of Dibur Torah, Kalasha B'nayad. Okay, so again, if I say, you're to me a cherem, then the Mudir is Aser. If I say, I am to you a cherem, you are to me a cherem, then I am Aser. But if you say both, Hareini Alecha Va'at Alai, Shteim Aserin. And if they both say, Ruvei says to Shimon, you're a cherem to me and I am a cherem to you, then they can't get benefit from each other. But even though if they're Aser Ba'anah to both, Ushneim Utarin B'davar Shel Ole Bavel, but they could both benefit from the items of Ole Bavel. What does that mean? Ole Bavel, the ones who went by Yesheni, the ones who went up from Bavel to build the second base of Migdash. So there were certain public items that they, what? That they what? So Tosfos and the Rosh and most we showed him say that they were mafkir. That they said, these are public items, nobody owns them. Nobody owns them. And therefore, you're allowed to get benefit, because these are, by definition, hefker. Tosfos says it in the second to last line of Tosfos. Lefisha hefkiruhu l'kol Yisrael, v'lo nasnuhu lahem, l'yoshutafim bo. Dafka, they're not shutfin. They dafka had das in order to be mafkir them to all of Klal Yisrael. And that's why nobody can get, there's no problem with getting benefit from them. Because it's hefker, and therefore even though these are public items, which we'll see examples of in a minute, they could each get benefit from it. The Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos has a little different version. The Rambam says they are shutfin. But because each of them owned such a tiny, tiny amount of each of these items, they have such a small share in it, says the Rambam, so that's why it's mutter. It's not considered getting benefit from them, because it's such a tiny, tiny amount that they own. I'll read you the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam writes, where is this Rambam? Mamon kol Yisrael, v'kol echon mehem yish ben zchus, ein ze ki im zchus ma'at ma'od. So it's such a tiny little rishus that they have, so that's not considered hana. Okay, either way, only bavil is mutter. V'asurim b'davar shel osa ha'ir. But continues the Mishnah. But the items that belong to the city, which, as we'll see, each person has, let's say, more of a stake in, so then you have to say according to the Rambam. So those are asur. V'ezu, another example. V'ezu davar shel oli bavil. What's an example of oli bavil, which are hefker? Kagon harabayis v'ha'azaros. And a well in the middle of the road, they will mafkir all of those. Which is a harabayis, they had to be mafkir. Doesn't belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harabayis, interesting. Ve'ezu davar shel osa ha'ir. And what about osa ha'ir? What are examples that they're osur in? Kigon harachava, the main street. V'ha merchatz, v'ha beis ha'knesses, the bathhouse, the shul, v'ha teva. Teva, the Ron explains, as the bima. Also, all those are jointly owned. V'ha svarim. And the svarim in the town. Okay, let's stop there for a minute. Two important points. One we've mentioned in the past part of it, and one we haven't. Chassam Sofer asks, right, so what do we say? If we make an edit from each other, we can't get benefit from each other, then neither of us could use the shul, neither of us could walk on the street, neither could use the bathhouse. Ask the Chassam Sofer, Madua Asr Lish Tamish Medavar Shalos Ha'ir, Volomano Nomar, She Yisbato Chelaka Madir, Should Nasser Allah bechalakam shlach sharos yair shehim arov. There's a concept called bittul barov. Ask the Chazam Sofer. If each of us are asked to each other, why can't I get benefit from the shul? Your chelik is so bittul barov, like maybe similar to the Rambam's taina. It's bittul. What do you own? One 300,000th of the. Let's see. Okay, not such a big city. 1/2,000th of the city. Should I say bittul barov? One second. And even though usually mammon is not bittul barov. But this is an isser that flows from mamon. It's really an isser, and he's serving about the barov. It's about the barov. So then he continues, alumnus, fine by merchatz and beis haknesses, that's mechuber. So mechuber is not about the barov. But what about the svarim? Svarim are not. So why do you say about the barov here? Two answers. Davar chashav, a davar chaticha ro'il eskaved. So one answer that the Chassam Sofer gives is there's an option. Whenever there's another option, like a davar sheish lamatirin, you don't say bittul barov. Davar sheish lamatirin, like the egg on Yantif, if it's going to be mutter anyway, you're not sure which day of Yantif it was laid, so just wait. So Chassam Sofer says here there's an option, as we're going to see later on in the Mishnah. You could give it to the Nasi. You could portion your chelik to the Nasi, as we'll see in the next line of the Mishnah. Because there's another option, that's why you don't say bittul. Answer one, yeah. Oh, so that's what we said. If you have to do something, if it's davar sheish bo tircha, if you have to schlep all of your kalim to get kasher. But here, what's the tircha? All my stuff belongs to the nasi. You don't have to do anything. You have to say something. So even if you say usually it's a tircha, but here I don't think it would be a tircha. Number two, the second, the Beis HaLevi deals with this issue. The Beis HaLevi says, you say bittul barov when you can always assume that you're not eating the iser. Right, there's a discussion. Machlokas be showing him about this, but we paskin l'chumra. Let's say, you know, there was a frank that became usher, and it was bittul barov. Am I allowed to eat all those franks b'vas achas? Bittul barov. Or do we say, no, I can eat one of them and say, oh, it was bittul barov, but this isn't that frank. I can take another one. This is bittul barov, and then the last one is a question. Do I say, I already violated. This isn't it. So that's a discussion. So the Beis HaLevi says in Yaradeya, but because by the shul, all the hadah is mixed together. You can't be machalik between different parts of the shul. So that's why bittul barov would not apply, because again, it's hanah at the same moment. Okay, so that's one discussion on bittul barov. The other discussion is about svar. So we've mentioned in the past, but I have to add on a best medrash below chiddush, just to add on two other makoros. Mentioned in the past, the Rabbi Avraham and Ahar in this Mishnah. Rabbi Nahar says, on Vahasvarim, why are Svarim Asur? You're no different from each other, and therefore you can't use the Svarim in the city. What about mitzvos, lav lahenos nitnu? Why can't you use the Svarim? Mitzvos, lav lahenos, so you're going to learn with them. So what? Mitzvos, lav lahenos nitnu. Says Rabbi Nahar, it's worthwhile to read the Lashon again. Again, part of the guidance of the Daf, as we mentioned, is to mention things over and over again every couple of weeks, months, or years. Right? So it sticks in our brain. So v'ikam ha'demaksha, heich nasorim likro svarim, mitzvah l'alehenos nitnu. Says Rav Nahar, to lo shayach time mitzvah l'alehenos nitnu, ela b'mitzvah shi'tuli b'maisa. Mitzvah l'alehenos nitnu only applies by regular maisa mitzvah. Lulav. And other mitzvahs like that. Shaksha Adam Osa Osa, Eidom is Kaibim Ludvar Hana, where it's a regular style of mitzvah. Avo mitzvahs Limud, but Talmud Torah is an exception. She'ein Inyan, Shehu Inyan, Tsir Halev, Yadias HaMS, Ikarat Sivui Kide Litsayer HaMS, Ulehis Aneg, Vele Hanos Mamadal Samech Lavav Vesechla. The Ikar Davar is to get Hana from Talmud Torah. Bikudi Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev. So Mitzvah Zalva Hennes Nitnu does not apply to Talmud Torah. She Ikar Mitzvaso HaHana VaTainug. And that's why an Avil can't learn. An Avil can't learn. Tisha B'Av we can't learn. Bikudi Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev. That's part and parcel of the learning process, and therefore, that's why it's included. The principle of Mitzvah Zalva Hennes Nitnu doesn't apply. We mentioned... when we mentioned this, the Taz in Yoredeya discusses this. The Stipler in Maseches Brachos, Simen Chav Beis, suggests amazingly, even though there's a general Chakira by Birchas HaTorah in most of the Achronim, is Birchas HaTorah a Birchas HaMitzvah or a Birchas Shevach VeHodah? That is the Machlokas HaPoskim with many Nafkamina. Do you have to learn right afterwards? What if you say Psukim in the morning, not L'shem learning, by Slichus? You have to say Brachos before Slichus. What about women? What about many different Nafkamina? What if you just think Torah? So all the Nafkamina are between Berchas HaMitzvah and Berchas Shevach VeHodah. The disciples say maybe there's a third approach. Maybe Berchas HaTorah is a Berchas Hananin. Berchas Hananin, because of this Avraham ben Nahar, because of the Eglei Tal that we mentioned in the past, the Eglei Tal and the Hakdamah to Sefer, who suggests that there are those that say that you can't enjoy your learning, and he says they're wrong, that's a Tos Mefursam, you have to enjoy your learning if you can, says the Kilas Yaakov, it is a Berchas Hananin. And you even know that, he says, from the Nusach HaBracha, because by a Berchas HaMitzvah, you focus usually on the act, while by a Berchas Hananin, you focus on the object. The act, on a tilas lulav, l'halak ner shal chanukah, l'halak ner shal Shabbos. Berchas HaMitzvah is the act. But Berchas HaNenin is the chefsa, borei b'nei mezonos, borei pri adama. So here we have two. We have lasso b'divrei Torah, that's focusing on the act, that's the Berchas HaMitzvah. And then we have nasan lano es toraso, focusing on the chefsa, that's the Berchas HaNenin. That's the stifler. But that we mentioned in the past. But two makaris that we have not mentioned, in Medrash Lo Chiddush, in the first page on the Medrash Rabba to Eicha, in Eicha Rabasi. There, the Medrash quotes the Gemara that we have also elsewhere. Why the Churban take place? Al shall azvam es tarasi. We left the Torah shall oberchu b'Torah tchila. So on the bottom of the page, in the Mishnas de Rebbe Eliezer, one of the Mefarshim on the bottom of the Medrash Rabba. So he quotes this exact idea of the stipler. The stipler doesn't quote this, but this is a kadmon to the stipler. Says the Mishnas Rebbe Eliezer. The tama bracha mishum da aser lehanos ba'olam hazeh below bracha. He quotes the Gemara in Brachas. Ubekude Hashem Mishar Mesam Chelev. Ubekirvin Shelo Berchu. Since they didn't make Berchas HaTorah, Bazeh Heru She'ein Simcha B'Ma'ane Pihem Ve'ein Lahem Hanoa Midivrei Torah Ve'ein Lacha Me'isa Gedola Mizu. There's no greater showing disgusting, you know, how we feel about this Talmud Torah than not making Berachat Torah. So he says, Dafka, exactly what the stipler says, a little bit earlier, in Mishas Rebbe Eliezer. And finally, just to end this, with the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav says, we should think about this every morning, while we're half sleeping and making Berachat Torah. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Siman Mem Zayin, Lakach yire be'enav levarech aleha besimcha yoser me'al kol hana'os sheba'olam. When we say Berachas HaTorah, we have to have kavana that we should make that bracha besimcha more than any other hana in the world. Shezemore, this reflects. She'osek ba lishma v'yizke l'shal shelas ha'nimshach la'osek ba lishma shehu lo yamushu mipicha mipizaracha she'tasa she'ilasu bakashasa Hashem will answer your tefillas she'mevakish mivrechasa v'niya anachna v'sasainu, and he continues. That's his lashon. We should make Berachas HaTorah with greater simcha yoser mi'akol hanau sheba'olam. That's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Okay, but all of that has to do with the Rabbi Menahar's answer to Mem Zayin. The Taz in Yoredeya, I don't have it. Reish Lamed Gimel. I'll find it after. Beginning of Chela Gimel. This was all the first answer to the question. Rabbi Menar asked, if I'm Mudr Hana from you, why can't I use the books? Why can't I use the Svarim? So the answer is no. Hana is part of Talmud Torah. There's another answer to the question, though. The Shach in Simon Reish Chaf Aleph says, you know why? Because when you use somebody's Svarim, there's a good chance they might rip. There's a good chance that you might be trying to be very careful, but you know, you never know. Svarim might not be returned exactly. So that's why. You're right, the Hano of Talmud Torah, says the Shach. Okay, Mrs. Lava Henderson knew. Maybe he argues on that principle. But, says the Shach, there's a good chance that the Sefer might rip. So that's why the Gemara says that it is a problem. I forgot a point. It's called Hana because Svarim sometimes rip, people usually make others pay to borrow their Svarim. And therefore, not making you pay gives you Hana. It starts off, because they might rip, that's why people usually pay, and that's why it's Hana. So just to mention two makoros related to that, about borrowing items for mitzvahs. It's very common. Sometimes we borrow Svarim, unless it says, like in big letters, Asur l'ishtamish, but it's a question whether that can be done. But either way, we generally, in the base of Medrash, if there's a sefer, we try to borrow it if it's within Dalai Lama's, let's say, we put it back in the same place. What about a talis? Sometimes somebody's not there, you want to borrow somebody's talis. Is there any issue with borrowing somebody's talis? Or tefillin? What about tefillin? So the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Beis, Simin Zayin, he talks about, in Shari Tzedek Hospital, it's very common, and he was asked this, that people who are in the hospital, cholim, they didn't bring their talis, they didn't bring their tefillin. They go down to the shul there, and they borrow, and they use people's talisim. Chola nichas lebeis haknesses lispalel, umotzi talis utfillin, munachem ala shulkan, shenikar shem shel yachid. It's clear, it's a private person, it doesn't belong to the hospital. Im mutter lo lakachtem. Could you take them? So he says, lechore, it's a mefurish halacha. Shulchan Aruch, it's him and Yudalud. Mutter litol talis chaveira ulevarich aleha. You could take your friend's talis and make a bracha. Ubilvachi yakapal osai matzah mukubelis. Just fold it back as you saw, found it earlier. So he says, I would say, no problem. But then he says, after some eon, I'm not so sure. First of all, maybe this only applies to a healthy person borrowing something. Do you think everybody wants the cholim in the hospital borrowing theirs? Even if it doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Contagious through the talis. Even if it doesn't make sense, says the Tzitz Eliezer, many people are machbid. Meshenkin b'chola, avo b'sheinen b'chola b'machla mistavekes, avol harbi anoshim istinisim. Many people are going to be bothered by this. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch never applied to this case. And he even says, even if you ask them and they say yes, you have to really figure out if they're just saying yes because they feel bad that they can't say no, or they really mean their yes. Okay, fine. Right, you have to know. And then he adds, he says, Yeshem harbe b'nei adam. He says, even by a healthy person, I'm not so sure if the Shulchan Aruch would apply. Why? Because V'chein hadu menashkim hatzitzes b'shas levishu b'kriyashma. You kiss the tzitzes. V'nidvach mizem meriri hapele. Maybe you get some saliva on the tzitzes. Your friend's tzitzes. Uber probably me'akayetz, where it's shvitzi. He says, I'm not so sure that the Shulchan Aruch would apply. And also, he adds, today, talis probably costs much more than it did in the olden days. It goes much more. There's an atara on it. So he says, I'm not so sure if it would apply bismanazeh. So one should, it has to be careful before one uses it. That's the tzitzel yazer. Me ikar adin, it's probably mutter, but he says you gotta be, only as a last resort, let's say. That's regarding talis. What about tefillin? So again, some posts can say maybe it's even worse, because tefillin mamish go on your skin. That's really, if you're a person, might be more machbit. Again, if you look at Rabbi Eider, Eiderol HaShalom from in his Sefer on Tefillin, he quotes, it's Mishnah Berurah quotes his mutter. Because people, Nichol Le'inish, Mishnah Berurah in Simen Chaf Hei, in Sifkat Nun Gimel, he says, V'afil Shol Shalom Idas Mutter, Z'nichol Le'inish L'mevin Mitzvah B'mamone. Mishnah Berurah says his mutter, but the Rabbi Eider, quoting other posts, can say, four conditions. Four conditions when it's mutter to borrow somebody's Tefillin. Number one, you put it back into the same place. Put the tefillin back in the same place where they were. Number two, you have to wrap them up exactly as they were wrapped up. You have to focus on it when you borrow the tefillin. Number three, you can't do this bekvius. Do it once in a while. You know, it's cheap. You know, I don't have to buy my own tefillin. He'll dive in the first minion, I'll dive in the second minion. You can't do it bekvius, says the Rabbi Eider. And number four, the owner's not around. If the owner's around somewhere, you have to ask them. So those four conditions, then tefillin would be okay. Okay, that relates to the second answer to the question of what about svarim? Why are svarim aser? So number one, Rabbi Nahar, because there is mitzvah hezer that doesn't apply. Number two, the shach, because svarim usually rips, so that's why it's usually rented out. And if it's not rented out, that's called hanah. So in all these cases, it's very difficult because we're all in the same city and we can't use the bathhouse or the street or the shul or the svarim. So the Mishnah continues, v'akosin chalkal anasi. The Gemara will explain that this line is a way out. Because of this, you know what? Each of them should give their chelek to the nasi, to the prince, to the ruler of the town, and in that way, they are misalik themselves, and then the other person can benefit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad kozi lanasi v'echad kozi lahedyot. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can really give it to any person, your chelek. Mami kozi lanasi v'kozi lahedyot. So why does the Mishnah focus on nasi? Shach kozi lanasi in zarech lezakos. V'hedyot zarech lezakos. Giving it to a nasi doesn't require a kinyan. You could just say it goes to the nasi. While to a hedyot, you have to give your chelek. Why doesn't the nasi require a kinyan? You have a chelek, so why don't you have to do anything? You could just, right, that you don't have to do it. So the Ran just quotes, yafek koach hanasi. Doesn't really explain it. The Ran says, the nasi is has great koach. Rabbi Minahar says, hefker bezin hefker. Right, the ruler of the town is like a bezdin, and therefore the principle, he has koach to be mafkir. Expanded upon that, is the Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif has beautiful lashon here. Tosfos Yontif says that this is an impossibility. That two people will live in the town and won't be able to use the shul. Won't be able to use the street. It's impossible. And says the Tosfos Yontif, it's not normal or regular for people to move out of their town. Right? It's very difficult for a person. But davar shalosa ir, efshar shelo yena mehem, elei yetzarech lakar diraso mehair, v'zeh kashe ma'od ala adam lagur be'eretz acheres. They're going to stay there. And it's impossible. So he says, Yish koach b'yad chachamim la'akar davar min ha-Torah. Right? It's like the Gemara in Yevamos, Tav Tzadik, that the chachamim could be okar davar min ha-Torah. So that's what, it's a special power here that the Nasi has, and therefore will go to them without a kinyan. The chachamim omer mechazeh vechazeh tzuchan lezakos. The chachamim say, no. Even a Nasi needs a kinyan. It says Nasi, just to, because that's common. That's common. Why? The Ran says, because the Nasi is probably not going to act in a false way with you. Ain't darko lesser hanasa alabria. So if the nasi takes something, he's not going to then aser it. He's a politician. He's not going to cause you problems. Let to be aser it on other people. Maybe one day they'll aser it on you too. But if you give it to the nasi, people are feel it safer then. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain anshe galut tzrichen lichtov shekfar kosu avosein al yideihem. Rabbi Yehuda says the anshe galut don't have to write it to the nasi because generations back, their forefathers already gave away all their rights in the public items to the Nasi. They already did it. We'll see why they did it in a few minutes. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amai Mitzar. What exactly does the Mishnah mean by write it to the Nasi? The Havamina is that we assume it's talking about the case of the Ole Bavel. So that's not us. So what do you have to give it to the Nasi for? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheish is hachik tani, umay takhanasa. No, it's going on the second half. The items that were usur of osa ha'ir, so what do? What's the takana? Yikasvu chelkan lenasi. Give their chelek to the nasi. Skip the parentheses, because that's just a repeat from the Mishnah. Go to the two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein anshi galil tzrichon lezakos, shekfar kasu avosein al yideihen. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, anshi galil don't have to write, because their forefathers already gave it away to the nasi. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anshi Galil Kantaranin Hayu. The Anshi Galil were quarrelsome people. They always got into fights and they always like said, oh yeah, your stuff is Asr. Or my stuff is Asr on you. They always got into fights. They were Asring on each other all day. But you know, Dranazem, he said. So, Amdu Avusein Vekasu Chalken Lanasi. So their forefathers were Roes Hanolad. They saw that they can't, they knew their personalities and therefore they gave away all their stuff so nobody will be able to have power to Asr on each other. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hamud Rana Mechaveiro Vein Lo Mayocha. So we discussed so far today. We discussed Hana by Torah by learning Torah. We discussed borrowing mitzvahs, talis, and tefillin. And now we discussed by Mudr Hana. If I make an ad there, could you violate and get malchus? So now we can discuss another idea. Yeah. The first two lines of the Mishnah we had already in the previous Mishnah, but it's put here because of the addition. Somebody's mudrana from their friend, and their friend doesn't have anything to eat. We're on the road. I was mudrana from you, but I have food, and you don't, and you need food. So how could I can't give it to you? That would be giving you hana. So what do? Nosnu la'acher l'shamatana, v'alo mutarbo. I give it to a third party. I give it, I'm usher to give hana to Shimon, so I give it to Levi, and Levi's going to give it to Shimon. No problem. But now a story. Maisa ve'echad be'beis choron. There was a story in Beis Choron, Shahaya Aviv noder mihe menu hana. There was a story that a father cannot get benefit from a son. Father couldn't get benefit from a son. The problem is, via Macy's Beno, the son is now marrying off his own son, and he wants the grandfather, he wants his father to come to the wedding. But he's making this big meal, and his father's allowed to get benefit. So what does he do? So let's talk about, again, Yaakov, Levi, and Kehas. So as Kehas is getting married, wonderful. So Levi wants Yaakov to come to the wedding. But he can't come to the wedding, he can't get Anah. So what does Levi do? So Levi goes to his friend. Here, the chatzer, the yard where the wedding is going to be, and the suda, it's all yours. It's all yours, friend. But then he limits that ownership. It's yours so that my father could come. I'm not really giving it to you. I'm giving it to you so that my father could come to the wedding. He's limiting his ability. So the friend answers, Im Omar, he says, Im Shalihim Harahim Mukdashim L'Shamayim. They're mine. They're hektish. So he says, Elmalei, Natadil Chashalisha, Taktishan L'Shamayim, I didn't give you these to give to hektish. I gave you these so you could have it, so my father could come to the wedding. Amalo, Nasatali et Shalcha, you gave me your stuff. The only reason you gave me your items is so that your father and you could get along together and have a suda together. And I'm being used here, and the sin is going to be around my neck. I don't want to get involved in such things. So if you really gave it to me, it's hektish. And this friend continues, or it's just Amru Chachamim, or the Bach as in Ukishaba Hadavar Lefnei Chachamim. They came and they said, let's go to the Beis Din. So they go to the Beis Din, they agreed with the receiver. Kol Matana She'ena, any gift that isn't real, She'im Hikdisha Tehem Mekudeshes, that if the receiver of the gift would not be able to be makdish it, Eina Matana. That's not a good Matana. Meaning a matana's got to be full. And therefore this was all a trick. It wasn't given as a good matana. So that is why the friend was right. Oh, so the problem that we showed him deal with here is that there are other gemaras. We have a principle called matana amanas lahachzir. And the gemara says, Shema matana. If I give you a matana on condition to give it back to me. I give you a matana for a week. Here's a gift. It's yours. But give it back to me in a week. So the gemara says, Shema matana. That's good in various other contexts. Here's another context. The Gemara discusses it in Kiddushin, the first parak of Kiddushin. Matana Masnachzir Shema Matana. So why here is this worse? He says, here it is, here's your field, here's the meal, and I want my father to benefit, then you give it back to me. What's the difference? Why is this case so much worse?
Because this was a joke.
It was a joke, but...
It was a ruse.
It was a ruse, but even if something, the motivation is a ruse, if the mechanism is halachically valid, then we say it should work. Meaning, like sometimes you have a. We're going to talk about that actually in the Gemara soon. There are different types of haramas. There are haramas about the motivation why a person does something, and then like we discussed a few weeks ago in I think we mentioned this about the Heta Mechira. Part two of the issues in the Heta Mechira is it something that we should do, and is it something that does work? What we should do, shouldn't do? Okay, that depends on the generation, depends on the needs, but does it work or not? That's a separate question. What about the halachic mechanism? Does it work? So according to many, yes. According to many, there's more problems with it. But so here too, even if you want to say it's a ruse, but if we have a principle called matana malach lahacha shma matana, so why didn't that work here? So Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah deals with this. Tosfos Adaf Mem Aleph and Beis in Masechta Sukkah gives two answers. Tosfos says, number one, hachanami, havi biyado lahaktish lios kadosh kozvan shu biyado ashen yachzir. The question is also, I mean, just to formulate the question in a different way, how the Rishonim deal with it, that what does the last line of the Gemara say? Let's have the Mishnah say, if you can't be Makdash, it shows it's not yours. Could you be Makdash and Matana Manas Lahachzir? We know that Shema Matana. So the first day of Tosfos in Sukkah, yes. Even if I only give you something for a month, you can be Makdash for that month. You can be Makdash. That's what he says. V'yishlomer t'hachanami havi biyado l'hachdash li'os kadosh kol zman shu biyado ad she'yachzir. In a chinami. Matan Manas L'Achzer is stronger. Here he didn't want it to be Makdashit. That's why it was a problem. But right, regular Matan Manas L'Achzer, you can't be Makdashit. Answer number two, maybe this is what Menachem was saying. Is it Chal only for that time? Is it 100% clear? He says, Lios Kadosh calls Manshu Biyado. Sounds like it. Ache Yachzer. He doesn't say he can be Makdashit calls Manshu Biyado. Ache Yachzer. If you're medayik, unless it's a misplaced modifier, Tosfos, but if you're medayik and Tosfos, so then that's how you read it. The ode, and then Tosfos has a second reason. You're right, regular matanamas lahaksir works. If I say, it's yours, period, give it back in a month. But here he didn't even say that. Here's less. Here he said, it's only yours so that my father could come to the wedding. That's not a regular matanamas lahaksir. Klomar shalom nidna lo sheyena makabel shumana shabolam. He didn't want to get him to get any other benefit. Eloshi mutter lo aviv shonosin zeh. Vadei harama ba'alma huvaloshme matana. Shari lo zacha, well, he didn't give it to for anything. Had it work. But if you mamish give somebody a present for a certain amount of time, that would work. So that is 2 days in Sukkah, daf mem aleph amid beis. Yeah, Alex.
Right. Only because I want my father.
Exactly, but it's
all of a sudden.
It's, you know, but it's not just the Tosfos is saying. It's not only because, but that he's limiting the gift itself. He's saying you can't use this for your own benefit, only so that my father comes to the wedding. What if he wants to make another party?
Right, so if he doesn't want it, you should say no. I don't want to participate.
Right. Okay. But either way, it doesn't work. Even if he says fine, it's still not considered his. If he only got it to use to help you out, that's not a regular matana. So we're not going to let him use that. We're not going to let him use this to get out of the neder. Whenever you talk about matana mas lahachzir, it's important to mention the ksos. The ksos in Siman Reish Mem Aleph. The ksos starts off by quoting the Rishonim, the Rush and the Ritva. The Rush says in Sukkah, Gabi Esrog, matana mas lahachzir. Right? We know the first day of Sukkos, the Luv and Esrog has to be yours. So Baruch Hashem, nowadays we live in an affluent way. We each have our own Luv and Esrog. So let's say, not too long ago, you know, there was one Esrog per town. One Esrog per town. So how do you deal with that? If it's one Esrog per town, it's got to be yours on the first day. So the Rush writes, Sarashi Itneyalub Matana Gemura Almanasha Yachzir. One has to give a Matana Gemura Almanasha Yachzir. You have to give a full Matana to your friend in order for it to be Lachem. The Acher Sheyetzibo, and after you use it, I give it to you fully. After you use it, Tzorech Lachzir Linalub Matana, you give it back. But the Rush adds, Aval im Omarlo Yehei b'matana ashetetibo v'akach yeshali. What if I say, it's yours fully until after you do the mitzvah? After that, you have to give it back to me. Says the Rush, that wouldn't work. Says the Rush, that wouldn't be a good matana, because that would be like sha'ul. That would be like borrowed. If I say, it's fully yours until you finish your mitzvah and then you give it back to me, so that's not good enough, says the Rush. That wouldn't work. That's like a sha'ul. V'teidan, he proves it from the fact that you could give it to, that the Gemara says you shouldn't give it to a child, because on the first day, because the child cannot give it back to you. Why can't you do that? Give it to the child, almanat, that he gives it back. It must be that doesn't work, says the Rush. And that's what the Ritva says as well. It says, the ksos, the mechilas kvod arishonim, right? Lule divrei arishonim, I think, yirei demamtana mas lahachzir kamashmo. You're allowed to say that, and it still would work. You could tell somebody, this is yours fully until after you do the mitzvah, and then give it back. Says the ksos, that's fully his. Matana manas lahachzir. Ve'ein bo tznai hakna. This isn't a tznai limiting the kinyan itself. El shenasan laba matana esa esro acha yetibo. Bu matana gemura v'chaluta arazman. He says, the fact that the Rush says it's like shoal, I don't agree. It's not a shoal. Shoal means it's not yours at all. I'm letting you use my thing. Here, I'm giving it to you fully. But give it back to me in a month, in a week, in 10 minutes. Says the Rush, that works. So the ksos argues on all of these we've shown. First paragraph. Second paragraph, he says, fifth paragraph, he says, I was very hesitant, because I'm arguing on the Rishonim. I'm just the Ksos, right? I'm the Ksos. I'm later on in history. I'm arguing on the Rishonim. But then he says, Chipasti umatzasi rav kadmon. I found somebody who says like me. Vahu b'tshuvas harash, Rabbi Avigdor Kohen Tzedek. Oh, Rabbeinu Avigdor holds like me. And he quotes this exact idea. A person can't use the lulav of his friend to lo nafik bay. And he says, Avagav diavle beferish, even if a person lets his friend use his own lulav, meaning if Reuven lets Shimon use Reuven's lulav, it's not good enough just using it. But, alo nafik bay ademikne le kinias haguf, but if he gives it to him for a kinyan haguf l'sha'a, it works. That's already considered kinyan haguf It's considered lachem. Delahachi karele kinyan peiros. It's not a kinyan peiros. Any yochel ochlo. It's called kinyan peiros. Fine, you can't eat it, but it's a kinyan aguf l'shah mikri. Ubahachis sagi lakachtem lachem. Yishal lachem. That's good enough. And the Ksos says, V'yalos libi shakivanti ladas Rav Kadmon. He starts singing Shiras Dvora because he's so happy that he found a Rishon that holds like him. And then he says, in a chinami, to a child, it would work. So, give him a ton of malas lahakser to a child. Ha'maknele beferish l'shah gam katan mahani. Kibitshe matan amalas lahakser. So that's the Ksos. Matan amalas lahakser is a full kinyan l'shah. Yeah.
So if this guy would have said, I'm giving you this order, until after the wedding.
Right, so according to the Ksos, it would work. I'm giving you this field for whatever until after the wedding. But then the guy would have had rights to do whatever he wants with it during that time, not just to use it for the wedding. Right, for that time. For that time, right. But he didn't say that. Right, that's the difference here.
If a lulav amakdashit,
but again, most Rishonim against that first day in Tosis, most Rishonim say Matanam Nas Lachzer is full, but you still can't be makdashit because you know it's going to go back, but not because it's really per se limited right now, but because it's going to go back, that's why you came out. But that first day of Tosis says you can do it. You can makdashit lisman. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Maisa Listar. I understand the Gemara says you could if you're mudra enough from someone, you could give it to a third party and it works. And then it quoted this story, which is just the opposite. It doesn't work. So Chisuri Mechzer of Hakitani. No, there's lacking in the Mishnah. The Mishnah first says if you want to give hana to somebody, you could put it give it to a third party and then the other guy could benefit. But if your actions later on show that you don't really mean it, giving it to the other person, then it's aser. Umay tsunami, and that's the story. That's a story where he didn't want to even give it wholeheartedly in the first place. Period. Okay, 2 days now. Number one. Amar Rabba lo shanu ela da amar levi hina lefanecha ela kideisha yavo abba. What's the problem? Because he said it's yours so that my father could come to the wedding. Kidei. Aval amarle sheyu lefanecha sheyavo abba midai tchehu da amarle. But if all he said is, this is yours, my father's coming to the wedding, that would be okay. If he didn't say, so that my father comes to the wedding, Rabba says that's fine. The Rashba says, based on this Rabba, you know what you would say? Let's say I'm selling you something. And I sell you, here, I'm selling you this, you have it. My child's coming over this afternoon to play. But you didn't make a t'nai. So let's say he doesn't, as long as you didn't make the t'nai, you can assume it's not a t'nai. Even if you say it mamash in the same sentence, like here, this is yours, my father's coming to the wedding. Rabba's first day, it's mutter. Says the Rashba, mehacha shaminan too. If you say to your friend, this is sold to you, and it's, you know, you say something else, as long as you don't say b'derach t'nai, it is not a t'nai. Lishna Achrina, the other Lashon says, no, here is worse. Amrin La, Amar Rabba lo tema taima da'amar levin lefanecha hu da'asr, not only if you say, because my father's coming, avol amar lehein lefanecha, sheyavo abba v'yochal mutter, don't say that, ela afilu amar lehein lefanecha yavo abba v'yochal asr, even if you don't say, so that, you just say, my father's coming to the wedding, it's also asr. My taima, why? Sudaso mochachas alav. Because people don't usually act this way. They don't usually make a whole party and then give it away. So it's, you can already see from this whole event that it is unusual and it is hey ha'arama. Period. Okay. Next case. Amen Beis. Hahu Gavra. The Havilei Bra Davi Shama Kipit the Kitna. There was a man who had a son who was a ganav. He stole flax. Asrina l'nechzele. So he got up one day and he said, my son can no longer benefit from any of my possessions. He asked on the chasam on his son. Amrulei. But then people came to him and said, 1 minute. V'yavi barbarach servim mirabban amai. Maybe your grandson is going to go sit and learn. Maybe, and he's going to be a tzaddik. And he's, so your son, what about your grandson? So how can you know? You might be causing problems. So Amrulahon, okay, he says, fine. Lo likni, the bachi is in low. Lo likni hadain, my son shouldn't benefit. He can't get anything. V'yavi barbarach servim mirabban, but if my grandson is a tzaddik, likni, okay, then he could get it. So my son shouldn't get it, but if my grandson's a tzaddik, then he should get it in order to give it to my grandson. So my, does that work? Oh, we're going to get to that in a second. My, does that work? So let's just see. It's a machlokas. Amri pupitisoi kini almanas lahaknosu. This is a kinyan almanas lahaknos. A kinyan to A, almanas lahaknos to B. The kol kini almanas lahaknos lo kani. That doesn't work. Kini almanas lahaknos does not work. Why is this different than zachal adam shlo b'fanav? Ask Tosfos. What do you mean? There's a principle. I could give it to you. you know, and you could give it for somebody else. That's Tosfos says no, because by zachen la'adam shlo b'fanav, it's not two steps. You are a stand-in for the third party. I give this to you on behalf of someone else. So you are that person. Here, the son is in the grandson. It's two steps. Kini amanas lahachnos. That's why it would be different. That's what Tosfos says. V'Rav Nachman amar kini. Rav Nachman says no. Kini amanas lahachnos does work. Why? D'ha sudra. Kini amanas lahachnos hu. But sudra, the handkerchief. What does that mean? Kinyan chalipin. By any kinyan chalipin. What happens to the chassan's tish? The Masada Kedushin gives his handkerchief to the chassan. The chassan gives it back. Right? You always give by a kinyan chalipin. We know there's something called the kinyan chalipin, and that's kinyan amanas lahachnos. I give it to you to give it back. So you see it works. So it's a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Pumbati Soy, whether Kini Almanas Lahaknos works. Fine. So it's a machlokas whether this would be good. The Rambam, Menachem, deals with your point. When the Rambam formulates this in Nedarim in Perakei Halacha Zayin, he says, his Lashon, if the grandson is a tzaddik, so then he could benefit from the possessions. So ask the says the Raivin, what do you mean he can benefit? It never was ushered on the grandson. The question was, will the grandson own it? But can he get benefit from it? Of course he can get benefit from it. So that's the kasha on the Rambam. So you have to say, I know the Kesef Misra tries to reread the Rambam. It's a little difficult. What the Rambam understands is that he's only saying he can get benefit if he's a tzaddik. But again, it's very difficult to read that in the Lashon HaGemara. But that's the problem with the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam sounds like it is us. Okay, let's continue. Why didn't he just give it straight to the grandson? You have to do this whole charade. It's yours. So say, it goes to the grandson. What do you have to say? It goes to the son.
So what happens if the father becomes a good one and the grandson's not a good one?
Right, if the father does tshuva and the grandson, that's a...
Then he benefits from the
right, father. Right, that's...
So maybe that's what Rambam meant.
Maybe what the Rambam meant that what?
If the father is good and the grandson
is... I think the Rambam says, Beferish, if the grandson turns bad. Uh-huh. Yeah. You could assume his umdana is that he only wants us to go to tzaddikim. He wants us to go to tzaddikim. Why didn't he give it straight to the son? Why didn't he give it straight to the son? So the Mefarish says, because he wasn't born yet. Mefarish in the first two lines, first the last wide line, first skinny line. He was an Uber. He wasn't there. If he wasn't around yet, so then that's why he couldn't give it to his son. And this relates to a Rambam that we mentioned in the past. Could you do anything with a fetus? Any type of kinyanim? Could a fetus be kona anything? So Mzakalu Velokanis, the Mefarish says that's why he didn't give it straight to the son, because he wasn't born yet. The Rambam writes, let's say you go over to a woman and say to the woman, if you have a baby girl in there, a pregnant woman, you have a baby girl in there, harei hi mukudeshesli. You're allowed to marry a katana. So homel chaverim, yaltacha ishtacha nakeva, harei hi mukudeshesli, lo amar klum. If you could just go over. But if she was pregnant, what if she was pregnant? If she wasn't pregnant, fine. But v'im ha'isa eishas chaver mu'uberes v'hukar ha'ubar harezu mukudeshes. If it's already hukar uber, which we say halakhically is after 3 months, she's already showing, you're married. Harezu mukudeshes, says the Rambam. V'yir ali, that the Rambam adds his own shita, she'tzarach lachzer l'kadish osa me'avia achash divaled, after she's born, do another wedding ceremony, k'dei she'yachnis osa b'kidushin she'ein ba'dofi. So you have a really strong marriage. Very unclear. If you're, what do you mean? Kiddusha, is there another example? The Rambam says this. They're married, but do it again, just to make sure you have a clear-cut marriage. So it's a very... We don't have time to talk about that, Rambam, now, but you can look it up in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tez Zayin. You can marry a woman before she's born. Yeah. Quickly. All right. Isn't an Ubar not a... It's not a... you don't consider them... You consider them a Nefel before that. This isn't even a Nefesh. The Rambam Lashitaso and the abortion sugyas, right? It's not even a nefesh beforehand. But again, the Rambam says, you can marry her. You can marry someone who's not a nefesh. Amar Rav Ashi, let's continue for a minute, let's just finish. So we have a machlokas here whether Kini Amanas Lahaknos works. So Amar Rav Ashi, 1 minute. Two questions out of Nachman. Uman Lemal on the Sudri, Tavas Lelo Mitzvahs. What do you mean? By the Chalipin, if the guy wants to keep the handkerchief, he can. So that's Kini, so that's why it works there. So don't bring me a Raya. To a regular case, the oath, sudra, kinyan manas lahaknos, v'kani min hashta. There's a big difference. By kinyan chalipin, you give something right now. You give the handkerchief, you give the pen right now. Hala nichsin, dahadain, le'imas haikani, l'chihavi, barbari, tzivir mirabanan. But what's this case? He wants the chazim to go in when the kids are a talmud chacham. L'chihavi, hadar sudra lamari. That's much later. That's not going to work. That's much later. So that's why this is very different. You can't bring a raya, Rav Nachman, from Chalipin to a regular case of Kinyam and Asla Haknos. Number one, because you're giving something, there you can keep it by Chalipin. Number two, you're giving something right now. Amalei Rav or Rav Nachman, a third problem with Rav Nachman Shita, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, right? The father of the groom, the father of the groom gave away the suda on condition that he gets it back, and you see it didn't work. So you see, Kinyam and Asla Haknos doesn't work. So the Gemara said no. Zimn and two answers. Zimn and Amalei Mishim Suda Samuchakas Alav. There's two problems with two differences with our Mishnah. Maybe our Mishnah didn't work because Suda Samuchakas Alav, like we said in Aman Aleph. It's obviously a trick. People don't make a whole wedding meal and then give it away. So that's why our mission is worse. Or maybe our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that even vitor, just walking on somebody's property, is usur. The Ron explains this Mishnah has nothing to do with Rabbi Eliezer. All Rabbi Eliezer is being brought here for is as an example that Nadarim are very stringent. Nadarim are chamur. And that's what it means. Don't bring me a rise from Mudur Hana, because that's very chamur. Period. Tanan, the last line of the Mishnah said, Amr Chachamim called Matana She'ena. Every Matana that is not real, She'im Mekdisha Te'im Mekudeshes, Ena Matana, that if you can't be Makdashed in the interim, it's not a Matana. Kol Asuye Mai. What is that last line including? Wav Lasuye HaMilsa D'Shadi B'Kipui. Isn't it including a similar case like here, where the son steals, and it's saying it doesn't work? It doesn't work, because this is a case of Kinyam HaNasla Haknos. The son in between cannot be Makdashit. So isn't this a Raya, again, against Rav Nachman? Lo, La'asuya Lishna Basra, the Shemai Siddharava. Maybe it's including the second day that we had on the bottom of Amud Aleph. That even if you don't say, Kidei, you don't say, I'm giving this to you so that my father comes to the wedding. But you just say, I'm giving it to you, and my father's coming to the wedding. That's also included, and is not a good Matana. Again, wanted to talk about, didn't get a chance to talk about the Kinyan of Chalipin, the uniqueness of Kinyan Chalipin. Maybe Ezra, we'll start with that tomorrow, before we start with the next parak of No Dimon HaMavushal. It's a big daf tomorrow, but maybe we'll start with 5 minutes on Chalipin, and then we will continue. Okay, Agun Chodesh to all. Now we're really in Adar. Okay.